Propaganda. I'll pass propaganda. Life is pain. How about now? Oh, whoops. I'll put it back. No. Pretty accurate. What do you mean? You're gonna have our characters fight the Harrow and then die in the one shot and then So, about that. So, I looked at the Animus, I looked at the Exemplar, and I was like, I don't know. And then I started looking up different builds. So, if you want to be a psychic, would you be mad if I was a Magus with a psychic dedication? It's a very strong. Yes. I was gonna go sparkling targe, so I'd be like an off tank that hits very hard. Oh. It is a cult. Yeah, I was trying to look into skill deficits that we would have. Annoyingly, everything's covered as far as like the three mental skills. So I was like, there's no constraint here. I actually have to pick something. Fuck. And then I realized that our crafting probably won't be that strong. So if I'm a sparkling targe magus, I probably need to repair my shield. So, and it's also an int-based martial. So I have crafting. Think of it like tech. The class Magus is very similar to the Seeker, in that you can make them very hard to hit. And especially like how I'm gonna play it with Sword and Board with the shield, because it's Sparkling Targe. Lots of bonuses to saves, lots of bonuses to ACs. Well, I'm trying to build it. That was also something I looked at. I was just like, full caster, full caster, full caster. And I was like, fuck, do I have to even this out? Which was why I was looking at like monk, and I was just like, but I really like cantrips. I guess I could take an archetype with cantrips, but I also like casting spells. And I was like looking at tank builds, and someone's like Sparkling Targe Magus, and I'm like, And then I googled OP builds, and they're like Magus with psychic archetype, and I was like, perfect. Yeah, there was some fun stuff, but it was like kind of meh. At least from what I looked at. Yeah, at least this time around, I really tried to get like the vibe of like play. Like, what can this do? And most of these things are like the animus. They're like, yeah, it's kind of like a healer, control, damage dealer. Like you can tank sometimes. And I'm like, this tells me nothing about other things like the kineticist. They're like, yeah, it's like everything, but like nothing really great. And I'm like, I don't. That isn't appealing. Like. Yeah. Yeah, but the two things I was worried about. I was worried about crafting rolls if we had to make them, which they're probably fine. I was also worried about obviously being at some level of a front line, and then stuff that Lev has been doing, like being able to give vulnerabilities and like just hit through vulnerability, or sorry, hit through resistances. I really was looking at it. I'm still debating it. And then the other concern was like if we face someone with really good saves and we have a bunch of casters, like someone's got to be able to just walk up and punch him in the face. And yeah. Strength. Strength. But there's, damn it. They don't have it. Make it wisdom for animal handling. Well, animal handling is surviving. Yeah, and you got to understand the animal that you're driving, the metal beast. Which is in. I thought it was in. What? Oh, I. You gotta convince the car. Oh, I also make it up. Oh, just ask us. We'll make it up. I did briefly look at Starfinder classes from the playtest. Sure.
What?
You should just have it be like a language. No. Exactly. Text save your trip. I say if someone learns the language of the road, they can do anything they want with a car. I hate to suggest this to add the complexity, but you could have them make a wisdom and a dex check, and then the outcome is based on how they did on both for the same DC. Maybe it's situational then. The Wait, how much does a level 10 spell cost? Yeah, no, I'm not buying scrolls. So if it's 3,000, you said it's 3,000 to 9,000, 9,000 for a level 10, 3,000 to 8,000. So it's at two and a third, because I can't find an entry for cost to learn a 10th level spell. I mean, I have a spell book. Learning 10th level spell. They can research and learn more. For 10th? Oh, I've been paying more for the 9th levels. Yeah, I've been paying 1800. So it's 7000. We get it for 1/8 cost. I mean, 875. Eight 75. Oh, I'm getting three of them. Cataclysm, Nullify. Dragon. I can get that. I was gonna get Time Stop just in case. Should I get Indestructibility? It just lasts a turn. What? I can hear it. Oh, I think I was gonna get remake. I don't know how useful Time Stop is. How many more of these can I get? How much did a chunk of Anabricks go for? But I have one, do I not? Gosh, question. What won't they buy at Sidisium? No, see, Josh, I planned this by starting a clockwork dial business. Will they buy some of the clockwork dials? I'm not trying to sell all of them. Wait, so if we don't do something to earn them, we can't sell the thing? I'm asking as a more general rule because I'm looking to get the spell remake that allows me to just make an item in an hour. And I'm wondering if that can fund the other 10th level spells I'm going to attempt to purchase. Like 1600 gold. I can't make a clockwork dial with it. No, I'm thinking we could make items with remake and then sell them. We could set up like a rage room and have people. We could get the gong back that we destroyed. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, what am I buying? I'm buying Nullify because that is fitting with Dyvex. I'll get Shadow Army Time Stop, so we're at like 2300. I feel like Remake will be useful, although I guess it hasn't been. So I could get Cataclysm. I'll get Cataclysm, so that's four. It's four, so I'm at... So, do we also want to tell them about the feet? I mean, it feels kind of weird because it's not like they understand the cosmic significance of what's going on. They're kind of in like a snow globe. I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of mass hysteria. So, well, I was gonna say, so we're gonna go fuck up the feep. Who would want the feep to remain alive? The 13th realm, what's the deep's opinion? The deep also wants the feep to stay alive because don't they have the common goal of breaking out of the lighthouse? Fair. I was gonna suggest that there might be a scenario where we want to take out the deep first, but if we kill the deep, there is a very good chance that the feep steps in and simply absorbs the dead deep, and then we're really fucked. So I think it may make more sense to go. I mean, it can happen the other way, but I think the deep is less able to metabolize the feep than. Dybex's whole family. I believe Dybex has a brother. And for Marzo's wife, was it Desmond's wife? Desmond's wife. Do we want a Heroes Feast? It's gonna take another day then. Actually, no, Heroes Feast is a four-hour cast, never mind. Yeah.
Meat.
Interesting. So that's a 50. Good for Dybex. What is this place? I'm leaving the cataclysms to you on this fight. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, Cataclysm. Two actions. 60-foot burst. Okay. Oh, trust me. When we get into this gold vault behind the Feep, we're gonna have so much money we can buy plenty of cataclysms. That is behind the Feep, right? That's we're doing a heist because there's no way Dyvex is. He's a big dragon. Don Feep has all of his fucking entertainment business riches. The What do you mean, the food truck guy? We give the deep three big bulls. The old guy. He's gonna feel something. For clarification, we don't think Divinity Leech works on the divine beings themselves. I thought that was more of a ruling of like empowered by Immix, but not necessarily. Josh, is there any way you can add non-game meta breaking flavor so I know if I should have a. But ninth level Disintegrate or Divinity Leech.
Divinity Leech is back on the menu. Hey, what's the Divinity Leech idea?
The Phoebe had to relearn walking, so these are dex checks. Yay. And they're dumb too. Oh, can I get a token? I have. I just wanted to put my my things down. Huh. I also forgot. Likewise. First, it was Lev's coffin. We found a surgeon's table. Ah, what the fuck is this guy? We watch him nearly get killed by a flying rope, and he's got these hands covered in fucking insects to grab on. Just two. Epic pulls up his. I heard the Crystal Point Lattice has quite a bit of gold and magic items. The mental effect. Well, that's for those three. So it's not a mental effect? I don't think I can drag it onto. Unless I already. I don't think I. Oh. I have 12, but I'll change it to 20. Oh, now I have double death ward. Now I have single death ward. Dude. What? I'm running Bless. Yeah, I don't know if there's a special thing that. Oh. Sustaining? Oh, wow. Don, are you hasted already? Well, I'm looking to add to your status of. Henrik, you want haste? I can't believe we're just standing. This is like, oh, okay. I was gonna say this. Put the spell effect on you. Actually, can I do that? Boom.
John, you're going down.
It's on my screen. No, don't touch it. We can see people's health now. I can't remember. Maybe I could. Oh, yeah, I guess I could. It's the three boxes, and then it's at the top. Multiple. Oh.
The company.
Sure, I'll roll one.
Skills, perception.
Can I recognize this spell? Oh. Henrik has. Henrik. Wait, how many we have? How many? Any critical failures? It's just three fails. I feel like we're gonna get hit hard in the beginning, so I'm going to use a ninth level Word of Revision. All the people that failed can reroll. Did I roll and it didn't come up?
More suspense.
Oh, I made it a crit failure. Hold on. Let me check if there's rules around it. Oh, okay. Not critically. True. This is untyped. Oh, okay, that's fine. I don't have any resistance to mental. I have ways. I have ways of making him talk. So many dice. Is the feet bloodied? Oh, God.
In order to do anything, I need to get close. So I'm going to translocate. How close am I? Yeah, it's close enough. I'm going to sustain the bless. I don't know if I have to scroll all the way up or if I can just click. Click on the bless. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Now it's hitting everyone. That's two actions. I think I'm actually going to end your current turn. Yeah, I'm gonna raise my shield spell and wait with bated breath for next turn.
I heart shields.
How embarrassing for me. Put my athletics mod out there.
So, am I able to counterspell this spell, even though I am restrained? I don't think so. Actually, Foundry would know better. Oh, I have to be able to actually cast the spell. Well, it doesn't say that you cast the spell. It says that you expend the spell. Like, you make the counteract check and you expend the spell slot. Master's counterspell. Or I can make a good enough case that this spell should counteract the other spell. Weird. I don't think I have any arguments that wouldn't make weird very overpowered for counterspelling. Because weird creates visions, so to say that the spell comes off as visions in people's head, I don't actually think hits Wails of the Damned. But to be fair, Wails of the Damned isn't a very thematic, like, he just yells. What, am I just supposed to cast, like, a ninth level silence or something? Like, I guess that would be... Alright, I'll take the minus two. What do I roll for counteract? So I have a plus 35. What are, is it D20 plus 35? Yeah. You lied to me. Boom. Always have one ninth level you don't care about. Oh, hell yeah.
Would probably not be around. Oh, yeah, they might be.
You try cutting a cord? The distance. Vesper has a turn. How much healing can you give? Because it looks like me and Henrik are gonna need some. It is time. Unfortunately, it is not time to do damage yet. I really wish it was. There's just too many people that are too weak near me. I'm gonna take 40 hit points from Lev and give them to Henrik. I think me and Dawn are probably fine with the fast healing. Josh, am I missing something? He is 8 billion miles away from me. I feel like I'm also missing something because Vesper is only. It's only. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Well, I mean, having it as a reaction or having it as the attack, like ranged attacks of opportunity, sound really annoying. Oh, he crit me, guys. We're gonna miss all the healing. I'm gonna delay consequence. Absolutely. We'll just take it now. Unless, actually, let me undo. We'll take it later. Yeah, we're gonna give from Lev to Henrik. Should I give more? Because your heal is more powerful if you use it just on yourself, right? Lev? Okay. Yeah, let's give Henrik. I was going to... 80? All right, let's do 80. Henrik, give yourself 80 hit points. Dawn and Divex, we are getting fast healing equal to 20, as is Levin. I believe so. No. Yeah, there's also some other stuff like you can't die and whatnot. It's fast healing 20. Yeah. Yeah, do you want me to read exactly the... where are we? Codex. And preventing the target from both dying due to damage and from its dying condition increasing to a value that would result in death. It is a level 20 grimoire. Yeah. Guess what? Didn't Ro. Wasn't the. Well, I mean, I guess if you're missing a leg your whole life, you don't want to just be like, after this battle, like, I've got it back. No, that's the whole turn. Wait, what is he doing? Went on Spirit Song. Do I have... Wait, you, but it was spell turning, right? The effect goes on to him.
Let's see.
I get what's it called? I get reactions back at the start of my turn. Oh well. You'll be up next. Oh my god, he moved.
Oh, those are popular.
Lev, nice roll.
It's slow, which is not necessarily good. We want to kill someone immediately. Quick. Oh, I think we've been... So... Actually, yeah, that would be perfect. That way whatever I'm about to do has more effect. So, here's what I'm thinking, guys. I have Divinity Leech. I want to pop it next turn. I also have an 8th level Disintegrate, which I have a combo to really, really increase the odds of it taking full effect. I have a 7th level Disintegrate. I have 4 6th level Disintegrates. So I have a large variety of type damage I can do here. I also have Implosion. I would inquire on how many actions that is. Oh yeah, that was my other question that I was supposed to ask when Josh was going. How many reactions does he currently have? Well, I'm not going to do anything crazy, so if he wants to spend it on whatever Dawn's going to do, that's okay with me. Ooh. And so what does reseeding do, like, in the program? Oh, okay. So it does do something. It improves our roles.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it.
Oh.
Yay! I heal 20. That's okay, because not all of Althane needs to know this guy's name. Only Divex needs to know his name. And I will cast Invoke True Name, making him flat-footed to my spells, and taking a -2 penalty to saving throws. And then I will hit him with the Divinity Leech. Make a saving throw, mister. I just wanted to see if he could, one action to invoke True Name, one action to cast Divinity Leech. We will cast, Chaos Theory. So I gain resistance to everything except Force. Equal to my level. Divex is a major evolution. Yes. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll sustain bless. Of course. Divex can. Oh. Happens to all of us. I wouldn't mess with Divex, just no, I wouldn't make him angry. He's not good at taking damage, but he's not good at giving damage. But don't make, I don't know, just he's it's not nice. Why you be mean to him? Oh. This is quite a bit. Yeah. I should learn Massacre. Yeah, I think that's the. Yeah.
Yeah. And for a second, I thought somehow the V bad the Shield of Unified Legion. Heal him. Don't hit him again. Yeah, that's not planned.
Is it a spell?
Yeah. Forty-two failure. Dybex failed. Don't like it. Let me think about it. I'm going to. I have expert, so expert, master, legendary, mythic. So I get a +6 if I re-roll, and I'm going to. Bro, come on. Huh. Oh wait, so I'm taking damage as well. Avoid. Where is that roll? Oh. Okay, and then I have. Yeah, well, I mean, I also have 19 resistance to void. That's fine. So I need to take
Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, I haven't taken. I just took the void damage. I haven't taken the bleeding yet. Okay. Yay. Henry, take 20. Oh. Yeah, I wanted to use this on something better, but I also don't want to be hit with a 10th level single targeting spell. I'm gonna cast Counterspell, and I'm gonna use Nullify. If it was a level 9, it would just, but I still have to make the counteract, I believe. Yeah. Okay. So this is a spell attack. If I have blessed, does that apply or is it no? Perfect. I'm gonna hero point that. Does that give me mythic whatever? What was the DC you said? Was it 45? Bro. Two ass rolls and a 10th level spell slot. Two 17. What kind of a spell is this? This is an arcane spell. I'd like to recognize. Can I identify the spell? Or recognize? Well, unified theory, but yeah. So, sure. So I'm legendary, which means I automatically identify 10 and lower. No. Okay. So then I can make an arcana check. Does this have all my... It does. I'll take the hero point. Cool. I haven't yet. I was waiting to see if I was going to get... Very nice. Oh, mine should have been 41 from before as well. Wait, this is... It was force, so I have a resistance 5 to force, so I actually get 5 back. And then this is spirit damage of some sort? And it was 14. I think I take 0. I have resistance to all damage except force. From my, what's it called? 19. Divex is definitely the most injured. No. But oh, that doesn't sound good. Don't forget your 20 health. Who succeeded the first dex save? Because three of us failed. No, I think you had to re-roll, and then you re-rolled, then you succeeded from. Sorry. Who failed initially and then got to re-roll from Word of Revision? Dawn did not re-roll. That is good to know. Continue, Josh. I don't believe I did. No. But my turn hasn't started. Yeah, my turn hasn't started. You know, that was really cool. So, I think Divinity Leech is a red herring. He's not doing that much casting of spells. So I think I'm just gonna try to kill him. So, we're going to invoke True Name, make him flat-footed, and minus. I think I did grab it. I did not. So that's step one. Step two is true target. I am targeting me and all of my allies. Everyone has advantage on the feep for the next turn. And then I am going to let's see. Yeah, and then I'm gonna cast 8th level disintegrate. What are these eyeballs you? Oh, okay. I I already, yeah. He has to make a fort save with the minus two. Yeah. Let's see. It's a basic fort save, so he probably takes no damage from this disintegrate then. Yes. I don't think I have anything to make him re-roll. Those were all of my negative effects. Fair enough. So that is the turn. I gotta take, what, 88 persistent bleed? 86. Oh, okay. Yeah. I take, I actually take a lot less. I sustained the, what's it called, is the free action. The, chaos theory. No, the chaos theory. And then recovery. Failure.
You'll regret it.
Yes.
Please.